This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
What is going on, guys? It is Sean here. Fun Kids Gaming Show time. And I'm just going to say Pokemon. Big old Pokemon news this week, everyone. The world hasn't been rocked like this by a Pokemon announcement since Pokemon Go took over our summers in 2016 for those excellent 3 months. But Nintendo dropped the announcement of a brand new Pokemon game called Pokemon Let's Go for the Nintendo Switch this week. A lot of buzz surrounding that. So obviously, we are going to be chatting about that today, letting you guys know what features we know. But essentially, everything that we know about this brand new Pokemon game at Pokemon Let's Go, we are going to be telling you about right here on the Fun Kids Gaming Show. But before we get into the big Pokemon news, we'll also talk about some other games that were announced at E3. A brand new Sonic game and also an exciting new Lego game. And we've asked you, obviously, the most important life question that anyone is ever going to be asked in their entire existence. Which Pokemon would you be? And also, more importantly, why? And also, if you don't know any Pokemon, just make one up and explain it to me. That is the question that I asked you lot on the N60 Sean Communities tab, so we will be going through some of your delightful answers as the show rolls on. Right, let's go through some of the big hot news stories coming out of E3. A couple of games which were announced, which I thought were particularly interesting. There's an exciting new Lego game, and also a new Sonic game. Let's talk about the Lego one first. Well, a lot of people were expecting a Lego Batman game to be announced. However, WB Studios turned the tables on us and announced a new Lego title called Lego DC Supervillains. So, if you're a big fan of villains and like the Joker and Harley Quinn and all of those stuff, all of those good things, in October, there's going to be a Lego-based world where Justice League has disappeared and a new set of heroes have turned up, calling themselves the Justice Syndicate, which are villains from the DC Universe, like the aforementioned Joker and Harley Quinn. So this is going to be a nice, interesting twist. I don't think there has ever been a Lego game which has been from the perspective of the villains before, which, as a fan of villains, if you've seen my YouTube channel N60 Show and you've seen our Heroes and Villains series, I'm a fan of the villains. So I'm excited about this new Lego game. Hopefully it'll give a little twist on that concept. Also as well, as a big Sonic fan, I was excited to hear that there's a new Sonic game announced called Team Sonic Racing. And it's like a follow-up of Sonic and All-Stars Racing Transformed. So there's going to be 15 playable characters in this, which I think is very exciting. And also it's going to feature 12-player online races and, of course, 4-player split screen for local play as well. There's a little question mark over the shift from just using Sonic characters, because in Sega, in the All-Stars Racing Transformed, there was a lot of cool things from other Sega-based games, like the Golden Axe stuff. So it's going to be interesting to see if the focus on Sonic characters limits things, or maybe they're just concentrating on expanding the gameplay. But however, a Sonic racing game is always going to be excellent, and I'm looking forward to see if it can maybe nudge Mario Kart as one of the leading multiplayer racers. I think that's unlikely, but like to see them have a go. Before we move on to talking about Pokemon Let's Go, there was another Pokemon-related announcement at E3. Pokemon Quest, which is currently on it's on the Nintendo Switch. Nintendo announced that it's actually coming to mobile in June, which is... it's essentially like Pokemon, but with Minecraft graphics. Everything's very sort of pixelated and blocky. So that is good news for mobile gamers. So let's get on with chatting about Pokemon Let's Go. So one of the most exciting things about the Nintendo Switch was the possibility of having a fully fledged Pokemon game on a system that could really push the boundaries of what we've been seeing on the Nintendo handhelds so far. Because, I mean, like the mainline Nintendo games, we've been having a very, very, very similar game with just minor tweaks for essentially like almost 20 years. So I'm going to be really excited to see what the Switch does with a mainline Pokemon game. So let's go through what we know so far. Number one, the starters are Eevee and Pikachu. And a lot of the rumors seem to be that this game is very loosely based on Pokemon Yellow, where the game which was based in the Kanto region, which is where Pokemon Red, Blue, and Yellow were based, and it's where all the Gen 1 Pokemon, like, you know, the old faves, that's where they all hang out. Number two, there will be transferability between the Gen 1 Pokemon from Pokemon Go on your phones and Pokemon Let's Go on the Switch, which is interesting for a number of reasons. Is that going to spark a revival of sorts for Pokemon Go? I mean, it's going to be a nice reward for those of you who have been out there trying to catch them all for the last 2 years. But it also raises a lot of questions on what some of the gameplay mechanics are going to be in Pokemon Let's Go. Number three, Pokemon Let's Go Pikachu and Pokemon Let's Go Eevee. They can be controlled with just one of the Joy-Cons. Also, motion controls are going to be implemented as well, especially when it comes to catching Pokemon. The mechanic seems to be very similar to that in Pokemon Go. And there's also going to be a new accessory, especially for this game, the Pokeball Plus, which is like a Pokeball-shaped Joy-Con. Number four, the new Pokemon games will have a drop-in couch co-op, like you can get in the Lego games, where you're the second player can work in more of a supporting role to the main character. That is also going to be interesting as well. That can also happen like mid-battle. You can be battling someone, and then someone like brother or sister could just drop in with the Joy-Con and then help you out in the battle. Number five, what we do know is that the developers of Pokemon Let's Go are aiming to make the game more simpler and more accessible for casual gamers as well. So it's not the sort of like the hardcore EV grinding out, as in effort value grinding out of the original Pokemon games. So it feels like that these ones are going to be a little bit more simplistic, that anybody can get involved with. Again, taking aspects of Pokemon Go, that was a very sort of simple way of playing Pokemon. Another part of that simplicity is that you're going to be able to just see wild Pokemon just roaming around in the overworld area. It's not going to be like random battles and you have to battle a Pokemon before you can catch it. If you literally just see a little Clefairy wandering around by a fence, you can just walk up to it and it will start a very similar scene that you'll be familiar with from Pokemon Go in terms of catching Pokemon. So it does appear that almost entirely the mechanics from Pokemon Go are being transported to Let's Go. Even down to the catching rate being increased by adjusting your Pokemon throw in some way. And number six, this is also pretty cool, is the mechanic of your Pokemon following you around. Now, this was last seen in Heart Gold Soul Silver, where your top Pokemon in your party would then appear behind your character and follow you around. That is making an appearance in this game. So not only will your starter Pokemon, either your Eevee is going to be sat on your head or your Pikachu is going to be on your shoulder, is going to be following you around, but you can also have a second Pokemon, one of the many from the universe, also following you around on screen as well, with also rumors that you'll actually be able to ride some of the bigger Pokemon. Now, I think that is pretty cool, so I'm really looking forward to seeing how that plays out. Number seven as well, and our final thing that we know, is the customability of your Pokemon is also going to be introduced. So you're going to be able to maybe buy a little hat for your Eevee. You're going to be able to customize them with loads of different little outfits, which I think is pretty awesome. And there's loads of ways for you to interact with your Pokemon, helping you feel a little bit more closer to them. Because I remember that was one of the main criticisms of Pokemon Go when it first came out. We made a video about it on my YouTube channel, N60 Sean. And that was that you were just sort of catching Pokemon, but then you wouldn't really do anything else with them. What you really sort of wanted was a way to interact with your Pokemon. And the developers of Pokemon Let's Go said they've been really working hard, especially with your starters Eevee and Pikachu, to really make them really relatable, make them as cute and as expressive as possible. Plus, just dressing them up in little outfits. It's going to be adorable! So that is everything we know so far about Pokemon Let's Go. So our big question that we asked you all in the community section of the N60 Sean YouTube channel was, which Pokemon would you be and why? And then a gif of a dancing bell sprite. Loads of you got involved with this one, so I'm just gonna reel a load of these off. Thanks again so much to everyone who's answered this question. V Phoenix went for Magikarp because I'm useless. That's sad, V Phoenix. You're not useless. But then, if you click the read more, it then reveals the second line, which says, and also because I become Gyarados. You will become Gyarados, V Phoenix. Yeah, you mark my words. Sean Budasoff has gone for Greninja because it's his avatar and it's the best Pokemon ever. Loads of people going for Greninja or Ash's Greninja. Josh Danger plays Ash Greninja because I would have a great bond with my trainer. Love Jikook, bruh. Went for Ash Greninja because he is awesome and epic. The best Pokemon ever created. The legend plays Charizard all the way. Blackwing would be Snorlax. Trey5068 would be Lucario. Is there any like niche ones? Ones which I wouldn't expect. Or Sylveon's reasonably niche. Yzmail's gone for that one because she is so cute. Ditto. Jaheim Johnson's gone for Ditto because he could transform into any Pokemon. And then he's written anything, but I'm not sure if Ditto can turn into anything, but just any Pokemon. But still, makes sense because it can be all the Pokemon. Liron's also gone for Ditto. RKO Master 353 went for Snorlax because he's lazy. Jessica A, Gengar because he's my boy. I'm loving some of these reasonings behind them. Ultra Gamer 20, Mewtwo because he looks edgy. Pro skills. Mine is the WWE one. Forgot, but the evolved form of Machop, I think. I think you're thinking of Machoke, or I'd just go full Machamp pro skills, because forearms then, isn't it? Who else have we got? Hunter Gibbons, Growlithe, because he is a dog of fire powers. A lot of people going for Bellsprout, because we have a Bellsprout featured on our WWE YouTuber show called Brawnsprout, which is essentially a 7'5", 300-pound version of Bellsprout. Let's do a few more of these. Septic Viper has gone for Pikachu because he's lightning quick. And one more. Where's the niche's Pokemon that I could find? Really want this to be super niche, like a Zigzagoon or a Slugma. Oh, here's some random ones. Benno Pease Boy has gone for I'd be Trubbish because I'm trash. You're not trash, Benno Pease Boy. You're not trash to us. You're part of our N60 squad. But that was quite funny. And Graham O'Reilly has gone for Goodra, which I feel is particularly niche. Which is like this big old dragon, which is really slimy and gooey. So thank you to everyone who sent over their responses to that question. We appreciate you all very, very much. Make sure you head over to my YouTube channel, N60 Shore. Make sure you subscribe and get notifications on so you can know when we ask you the next question. And that is it for the Fun Kids Gaming Show this week. We will be back next week with more gaming nonsense. Make sure you stop by my YouTube channel as well, N60 Sean. If you haven't already, make sure you subscribe to that. We do videos pretty much every day, so make sure you go and check those out. Also, you can catch my breakfast show, which is on Fun Kids. You can listen to that on DAB Digital Radio or online at funkidslive.com or, finally, through the free Fun Kids app. We will see you next time, guys. Bye-bye.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station, Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.